Next month, according to the Pentagon, the Silver Fox will join the battle in Iraq. Not the country star who sang Behind Closed Doors. The Silver Fox is a drone, a pilotless aircraft, that Marines will be able to carry with them and launch so as to get a peek at what lies as much as 10 miles ahead. What is so striking about the Silver Fox is that it's small enough to be portable. It weighs a little bit over 20 pounds. Captain John Hobday, director of Tech Solutions Group at the Office of Naval Research, joins us now from Patuxent, Maryland. And Captain Hobday, how small actually is the Silver Fox?
It is an aircraft that once you break the parts down and pack it away, fits in a slightly enlarged golf bag, basically the kind of case that golfers would carry their clubs in when they go on airlines.
I've seen wingspan variously put at 5 or 6 feet, about right?
Wingspan is actually about 7 feet, and the length of the fuselage about 5 feet, and roughly 22 pounds in weight.
Okay. Now, this is a craft which sees. This isn't like a Predator drone that has weapons attached to it, I gather, but it does see.
Yes, sir, it does. This would be classed as a small tactical unmanned aerial vehicle that has both a visible camera and an infrared camera on it, so it's good for day or night operations. And it's meant to be used by small maneuverable units, as you say, to get a look a few miles away on the other side of town, the next intersection down the road, that sort of thing.
How would you launch this thing?
It can be either launched by hand or from a small catapult rail using compressed air, but we're hoping that for field use that its best utility would be found as a hand launch. Basically throw it into the air much like you would a model airplane glider.
This does sound as if it's a model aircraft hobbyist meets the electronic battlefield.
I think that's probably a good way to put it. In fact, some of the earlier versions of the airplane really were just highly sophisticated model airplanes. And what we've done is we've added high-quality sensors to it, data link transmitters, and we also, instead of flying it from a small control box manually, it's operated from a laptop computer, much like a video game.
How much does it cost to make a Silver Fox?
Well, right now, because we've got essentially prototypes, they're probably between $40,000 and $50,000 a piece. But we confidently feel that if you ever were to go into production with these sorts of things, you could push the unit cost down around $20,000. And most of the cost is in the sensor systems. It's not the engine and the airframe. That's all plastic and composite materials and small block model airplane engines that have been modified.
How many of these things do you have right now?
We've got probably on the order of 12 of them right now that we are experimenting with, and we have a limited number. We have 4 that we are preparing for the deployment next month.
You are out at the airfield in Patuxent, Maryland right now, I gather.
Yes, sir, that's correct. I am out here, and we were going to conduct flight tests. We just had to scrub a few minutes ago because we've got some pretty nasty storms rolling in right now, so when I finish this interview, I'm going to head back to the hangar, and we'll fall back and regroup for tomorrow.
You could use a pretty small hangar in this case, if you wanted to.
Yes, sir. Well, obviously, a hangar is a nice spot to spread everything out, but that's correct. It doesn't take much space. You could operate out of the back end of an SUV very easily with this system.
Well, Captain Hobday, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're most welcome, sir. It's a pleasure.
Captain John Hobday is director of the Tech Solutions Group at the Office of Naval Research. He spoke to us from Patuxent, Maryland.